Maybe you're on your second cup of coffee. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. I'm nursing 24 ounces myself. Take that, Mayor Bloomberg. Oh, that's right. It's sugary sodas. Not coffee. Not yet. Anyway. Lots to take you through this hour of America Tonight, including the fact that the Senate voted 54 to 45 to just say no to $74,000 a week. Saying no to $74,000 a week means no White House tours, because there was a proposed bill to fund those tours and bring them back, but it didn't happen. Not surprisingly, Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, put the measure up, and it was part of a funding measure to keep the government going. So it was one little tentacle that was shot down. I think this probably is not much of a surprise, however. The Easter egg roll is in danger. Wow, an American tradition to see those pictures from the White House. But not this year, maybe. Good chance it might not happen. One thing that's going to happen here in America Tonight is our own little bracket buster. Oh, it's like a tongue twister, isn't it? For all of you, a good chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. We have two random games that we'll select that are rolling out in the NCAA Big Dance Tournament, and you may be one of our lucky winners. You never know. It's like playing the lottery, as I am fond of saying. You pick the numbers out of thin blue air, and the next thing you know, you've won. So let me give you the digits. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Now, avoiding the White House tours and saying, well, we can't pay that money, the Senate did approve legislation to lock in $85 billion in the spending cuts aimed at retraining the federal deficits and to avoid a government shutdown just a week away. So that did happen. President Obama's Democrats rejected that call about the tours. But how about everything else? Federal meat inspections were spared, furloughs, but more than 100 small and medium air traffic facilities were left exposed to maybe a closure as the Democrats and the Republicans clashed and cooperated over the proposals to take the edge off across-the-board spending cuts that took effect on March 1st. Final House approval, probably Thursday. Obama's signature means the cuts will remain in place through the end of the budget year on September 30th. September 30th. And that can't come fast enough for some people. It's been rough for the so-called middle class of government workers, because they're the ones that got hit the most. The final vote, because it's always fun to know the tally, by the way, 73-26, 51 Democrats, 20 Republicans, 2 independents in favor, 25 Republicans, Democrats. Senator John Tester of Montana opposed. So how about that? The White House, by the way, resisted a bipartisan plan to prevent any cut in tuition assistance for members of the military. And I could go on about things that were saved, things that were trashed overall, but the bottom line is this kicks in, and this is it. I mean, there's no cancellation, and that's probably a good thing, because that would mean more money down the tubes. We were still robbing Peter to pay Paul, but at least we're in the game. We're in the game. Also, speaking of being in the neighborhood, how about drones? Privacy laws are urgently needed. This is the word on the Hill to protect the public from information gathering by thousands of civilian drones that will be flying in the U.S. skies in the next decade. It is a huge business. Commercial drone industry is supposed to make tons of these small unmanned aircraft for countless uses, for monitoring crops, for SWAT teams, for other federal and state privacy laws, though, have been outpaced by the advances in the drone technology, and that's the problem. You know, it's like video games, isn't it, doing the drones anyway? If you can't operate it, it doesn't matter because it's not going to work out. The FAA shocked a lot of people by predicting about 7,500 civilian drones will be in use within 5 years after the agency grants them greater access to neighborhoods over you and I. That is a little too over the top for me to have the surveillance, I think, in our neighborhoods. Give me a break there. Can't we just all agree that we really don't want to open the curtains and see a hovercraft near our backyard somewhere? No, thank you. However, I understand the excitement over the program. One, if for nothing else, for jobs, because the FAA got 50 applications to create test sites in 37 states. The drone industry has become very big. There's even an unmanned vehicle systems international. That's the trade association for the domestic drone industry. You know, how about that? It looks like every state might have a test site eventually. It's inevitable. The drones are just going to be rolled out more and more and more, and not just in situations of war. In some other situations, you know, too, obviously. And that's the concern. What are the limitations as to what the drone can do in your backyard and my backyard? And it's something that we just cannot shirk off, because it means that we'll be giving up, I'm sure, some sort of rights that we probably would be hoodwinked into giving over. All right, we don't have to beat this subject up. You may be in an office pool. I bet you're in some kind of an office pool. The president has picked Indiana to win, excuse me, the NCAA title and to go all the way, obviously, in the basketball tournament. He revealed that the Hoosiers will do that. He predicted Louisville, Ohio State, and Florida would round up the final four. And he says he'll be watching as much as he can in between. How about that? And he's a big hoops fan. He plays hoops whenever he can. And now he's thrown in his two cents in a very, very big way on the college tournament. They always ask Obama what he thinks of basketball or football, NCAA, or whatever's going on. I don't think that's necessarily a surprise. To me, the surprise is, boy, he got back to him really, really fast. So, well, there was no break in the action. He's at the Wailing Wall, and he's on the hotline. Somebody's calling to let him know that it is urgent. It's of urgent importance to get back. All right, enough of this silly nonsense. We're going to kind of pop and sizzle in a few different directions. In the interim of that, we've got Nail the Score. Nail the Score, like I said, it is the NCAA hoop version. Here's the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,609.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,649.65, $824.82 for a half ounce, or $412.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,649.65, $824.82, and $412.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
It's time to bust out the brackets for our version of Nail the Score here on America Tonight. Lots of games to choose from. Randomly, who knows what our computer will choose. A lot of people like Indiana to win the whole thing. I'm not even there yet. Finishing off my major moves in the field of 68, it's deep experience coaching some future Hall of Famers on the hardwoods and behind the bench. Wow, a lot of people doing the bracket thing. This morning I woke up to an alert saying, hurry up, get your bracket in, so you may find yourself watching the games with much more rabid interest. And here in America Tonight, we're going to do this thing all the way through the tournament. So without further ado, Mr. Matt Johnson, the glue of the show, how about the computer and some random teams? Oh, this is beautiful. I couldn't have scripted this one. St. Louis and New Mexico State, UNC and Nova. UNC and Villanova, that's your two teams. You don't have to know anything about college hoops. It's just numerical guesses that you are giving out. That's it. Couldn't be any easier. Let me throw out the digits again. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. College hoops doing the bracket, sort of the bracket thing. Random games. And like I said, we need to clean out the prize closet. If you can't get to me by phone, do it by email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So don't hesitate. Just give us some numbers on both of those games, and you may win. It's a better chance to win this than to win the cheesy stuffed animal when you're out at a carnival or a boardwalk, and you have to knock all the cans off the little round plate. It seems so easy, but I swear it's rigged. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Customarily, what we do here on the show is Matt and I make the first guesses. So my guess for St. Louis and New Mexico State is going to be St. Louis winning it. And I think the final score is going to be 68-65. Then UNC and Nova. This is a tough one. I'm going to say Nova. I'm going with my heart on this one. 73-69. Your guesses could be completely different from mine. That's fine. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Matt, what do you think happens in these games?
I think St. Louis is going to win 76-63. And we got UNC 81-78 over Villanova. I think St. Louis is definitely going to handle it because of the late, great Rick McGarris. This is the first year playing without him. Interim coach, what is his name? Coach Jim Cruz, I believe. So I'm high in St. Louis this year.
All right, so St. Louis, St. Louis, St. Louis. You might not agree with that, or you just might have a different method to your madness for March Madness. The key is you have to get in and get in quickly, so don't hesitate. It's like free money that you just happen to come across if you win this pool of ours, a bucket. I keep saying bucket because I keep thinking bucket. Just drop it in a bucket. A bracket buster. 855-266-5283. I'll tell you, looking at the top seeds, it's not surprising that a lot of people are poo-pooing the idea of a major upset somewhere in one of the early rounds, because you look at who's there in a lot of the Final Fours, and it's a combination of Louisville, Duke, and VCU, and Florida, but that's the big dance. That's the Final Four, having to make it all the way through. I think Louisville has an easy time of it. I really do. I think they have an easy time, even though I said St. Louis. So you might not want to listen to me. I start to read and I start to watch a little bit, and I haven't seen tape. But you start to watch and they pick up the little cues as to what's happening. We have Rick in Illinois. Rick never ceases to amaze me. He's always there when we do a nail the score thing. Hi, Rick.
Nail and Palin time, huh?
I was waiting for that. She was a big hit at the CPAC convention, I hear.
Not part of Far Road, she wasn't.
Well, yeah, because
big bimbo and all that.
I know. Karl Rove, he felt so beat up by the last election that anybody who goes off the reservation in any way, he's going to rain down on them.
Yeah, he really laid into her. So, St. Louis, 68. Who's it playing, Nevada?
Who's St. Louis playing? I thought you said Nevada. They're playing New Mexico State.
New Mexico, I suppose.
New Mexico.
68 to 60.
68 to 60, St. Louis, gotcha.
Yeah. And then, what do you say, University of North Carolina?
UNC and Nova.
Yeah. UNC, the 71, Villanova be 69.
Ooh, so pretty close games, Rick. Are you going to be watching a bunch of the games?
Trying to.
Yeah, it's fun to watch the games. You get into it. Even if you don't, they do so many stories, you find out about the people. And I think that kind of makes it interesting. And then if the games are close, boy, that's the double payoff. I'm going to watch as many as I can, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for the call, Rick.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you want to do what Rick did, you can do it at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. All it takes is a phone call, and you could clear our plenty of prize closet. That's what we call it, the plenty of prize closet. So call or email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and boom, you are in if you do that. Otherwise, call us before the top of the hour. If we get your call before the top of the hour, you are eligible for all of the prizes. We had RJ Bell on from pregame.com the other night, and he was saying how normally you might make your bets rather, and this time people were waiting, hanging back a little bit because of the weather, ultimately making it to the Northeast, but who knows if they get socked in. That's what's strange about the weather in the East right now and in parts of the Midwest. It's kind of unpredictable, although really weather is always unpredictable, or so it seems. Let's say that. I was looking at the odds to win the NCAA title. Louisville 5-1, Indiana 8-1, along with Miami. Duke 10-1, Florida 10-1, Kansas 10-1. And you go all the way down the list. My pals from pregame put this together. And the worst odds are Boise State 1,000-1, LaSalle 1,000-1, Belmont 1,000-1. You get the drift. All of the lower tiered schools, anyway, Nova was 500-1. 500-1. Here's one from Joe in Vermont. And Joe says, clearly you people don't know basketball. It's Indiana in the end. And the final score is 74-73. In the other matchup, I'm going to say
Indiana.
Indiana.
We didn't do Indiana.
Oh, not Indiana, St. Louis. I got myself confused by saying Indiana is who many people think is going to win. Sorry, Joe. That would be good to get Joe's thing down wrong. So Joe said St. Louis 74-73. And then he's got down UNC 78-76. Oh, my, oh, my. Good thing I have a little whiteout in my back pocket. Light them up, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yeah. Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money's about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around.
The players aren't looking for bad luck. They're looking for some good luck, and they're superstitious. Lots of these kids are, even carrying the traditional rabbit's foot. I actually saw a story where there's a guy, can't think of who it was, one of the players on one of the Big Ten teams, who swears by it because he was given one from his mother and always got them every couple of years when he would seem to lose them. But running around the court with a rabbit's foot seems to me like you got to be careful that you're freaked about this charm, you know what I mean? 9.2 quintillion is the odds of a perfect bracket. So, time to wake up, America, if you want to play the game. It's the Bracket Busters, if you will, our version of Nail the Score. Two big games, there are plenty of big games, but the two big games that were chosen by our supercomputer, St. Louis and Nova, are my choices, 68 to 65, 73 to 69, Matt, 76, 63, St. Louis. In the second game, 81 to 78. And the matchups are St. Louis and New Mexico State, UNC and Villanova, UNC and Villanova. Chances of Nova, according to the odds makers in Las Vegas, 500 to 1. 500 to 1 to win. That's not great odds. Although if you had that money plunked down, you'd probably be feeling pretty good about those odds. So the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or You can email me like Joe did at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. This one is from our pal Maeve. And Maeve says, Ms. Delaney, I don't know much about hoops, but I hear you call for people and to kind of do it like you would do the lottery. So I'm going to go with your team, St. Louis. I think the score in that one is 72-68. And then I'm going to go with UNC. I think for UNC, the final score will be 78-75. You know, talking about college hoops and talking about how many people watch college hoops and how many people suddenly get involved because of their own brackets and all that kind of stuff. There are odds about how far teams are going. There are different things to look at that are just kind of funny about this whole overall thing with the tournament, the odds of winning the big title. You kind of have to throw all of it out in all seriousness, though, because sometimes there is the Cinderella in one of the early rounds. Maybe not in the end, but somewhere along the line, there will be upsets. Heading into the tournament, there were upsets. And I don't think that changes. I think that we'll probably see the same thing. All right, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or call us again. The number to call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You'll clear our prize closet if you win, and you get massive bragging rights, if you do it, since it's so hard to, do in one way, but so easy because it's like picking lottery numbers. And that's the name of the game, coming up with the right numbers. If they are random numbers, or you're plucking the numbers, which they would be random out of thin air, that's fine, because that's the odds of winning probably shoot up for you exponentially. Sometimes, I say this all the time, sometimes when you overanalyze is when it doesn't work out. And what's interesting in watching the build up to the tournament is who advanced to play into this. And think of this, if you're this team, you know, we go to Dayton, Ohio, and James Madison gets by their first hurdle and they are in the NCAA tournament the first time in 30 years, because they beat LIU. And so now who do they face next? Indiana. Congratulations. What a win. You killed them. 68-55. Now you have Indiana, the team that so many people think is going to win the whole thing. They're Indiana. And I guess that's one of those things where you can't be daunted by having to face the dragon and figure out a way how to slay the dragon. And since they did it once, they just have to play their game, is what I would say. But that would be an amazing upset. That would be the biggest upset of this tournament, at least for a while. May hold up all the way through, because that would be such a rarity that would happen. So tough to do, especially coming off of a win that was a lot easier, but coming off of a win and playing, and then into going into the next, going into the next game automatically right away. All right, americatonight.net, if you want to take a guess and just send it to us, or the numbers, 855-266-5283. We got a couple of people who have emailed us. This one from Duke. And Duke says, all the way on this one, I think without a doubt, St. Louis. I doubt many people will call the show. And perhaps that's why, because it's such a layup. I'm going to say St. Louis wins it, and the final score is 75-71. And then I'm also going to say that UNC takes it handily, 81-68. Ooh, 81-68. My Nova team not getting a lot of respect, and the matchups are not determined by me. The matchups are determined by our computer randomly. So St. Louis and New Mexico, UNC and Villanova, UNC and Villanova. If I have any takers, it's so easy. You can win. It's like throwing money into the street. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. 5283. Looking at some of what we've already talked about when it comes to brackets and what can get you in trouble and ultimately what can make you soar, you know, you look at the different divisions in college hoops and you look at the story like I read that I was thinking about. You look at the old Big East and how they've changed. You look at Butler, Creighton, and Xavier who join what they call the Catholic Seven Schools in a new basketball conference, keeping the Big East name out there. And it's going to be, I would assume this will be a pretty big challenge, depending on who the, you know, depending on who's running the show here with this one. But they're the part of the Catholic Seven Schools, as I mentioned. And Georgetown, St. John's, Villanova, Seton Hall, Providence, Marquette, and DePaul are left out in the cold to form a new league for next season. So along with a new name, that league still needs a conference basketball tournament site, a revenue sharing system, and a 12th football member. What a time to have to deal with that and start to make those thoughts of, oh, before you know it, next year we'll be here. But they've got the short window of time, and now's the time to do that before it's right on top of them. Because I agree, I don't think it's such a layup as it's being portrayed to be. As being portrayed. All right, Victoria says, Kate, without a doubt, are you kidding me on this nail the score? What's wrong with all those sleepyheads out there on the third shift? Without a doubt, St. Louis cruises 77-74. And in the next one, UNC, I'm going to surprise you and pick UNC. The final score in that, 85-62. That's how that works. Randomness. And that's the same thing through the email because you only get that one guess and you have to do it in the morning. The cutoff point would be, I'm going to expand the cutoff point. Normally I would be waiting for the call, but the cutoff point will be 10 a.m. East Coast time. 10 a.m. East Coast time. All right, so wake up. We got a bunch to get to. 855-266-8. 855-266-5283. 5283.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You know, it is basketball country without a doubt. Louisville is a team that's been talked about heavily. Some think Louisville wins. In fact, I was looking at one of the CBS sportscasters' brackets, a so-called hoop expert, and they picked Louisville and Indiana to be in the final showdown, but Louisville to win this thing. So what does Rick Pitino have in his head as he heads into yet another tournament?
You see all the prognosticators trying to tell you who's going to win. But I can tell you from being in that studio, you have no idea picking up these brackets who's going to win.
You have to love that. You have no idea picking up these brackets who's going to win. It's so true. You can spin the crystal ball around upside down and every other way you want to. But ultimately, nobody knows the answer to that question. They'd be very, very wealthy, without a doubt. All right, this is it. It's your final chance. If you're cruising around somewhere and you're listening, you just have to throw out some numbers. That's it, and you're in. And it's pretty wide open. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. How about the president? The president was asked to weigh in as to who he thought was going to win the tournament. This is what he went with.
For the championship, I'm going back to the Big Ten. I think this is Indiana's year.
Indiana. A lot of people liking Indiana, thinking this could be it for them, going back into the recesses of our minds of the Bobby Knight days and what it was like at Indiana. So, I don't know, could be their year. He does have a little bit of a point with not much backup, but looking at their schedule, looking at the season they had, and the fact that they're firing on all cylinders, which is the key thing to winning, is that everybody is in sync with what's happening as you're either slowing down play, moving up the lane, whatever it is that you're ultimately doing, however you're cleaning up the mess around the rim, whatever it might be. Since we were talking about odds, the Big Ten teams, the over-under 18 wins, number one seeds over-under 12.5. Isn't that interesting? 12.5. Mountain West teams over-under 4.5 wins. SEC teams over-under 4 wins, for what it's worth, just for grins. In our special little Nail the Score segment here on America Tonight, more people emailing in than actually calling in. But let me throw it out again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This one from Joanna, and Joanna says, boy, it's tough trying to kind of take a shot in the dark, Kate. And probably a lot of people, unlike football, don't know much about college hoops. But I'll tell you what my guess is I'm going to say St. Louis, 83 to 76, and UNC is all over that little old Villanova. The final score, 81-66. Ooh, 81-66. The team from Gonzaga is one that always intrigues people, and they're meeting in the first one, Southern U, and then the possibility of Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh is tangling tip-off with Wichita State. Sometimes that can be the upset right there. But, of course, the goal is to go through the tournament as much as possible to try to get to the promised land. But I think because the networks who cover it have so much time to fill, it looks like they're going to add a whole bunch of other stories mixed in, the personal story for the person, the athlete that's being, you know, represented. That's more of what's happening here. So now finally we're on autopilot. We know what's going to happen. North Carolina, AT&T, and AT&T. Get your AT&T, A&T, versus Louisville. Tips East Coast time, 6:50, and Cardinals looking really, really, really good. New Mexico State, on the other hand, taking on St. Louis, where I would love to see New Mexico State win, but I don't think they have much chance, although they do have a guy who is 7-5 and will Twitter when the game's happening. Might be the deepest matchup on the board, and it's the one everybody looks to. It just might be the deepest team, so that makes it so, I mean, it makes it so hard to try and pick randomly these numbers out of thin air. I know the prizes, the bragging rights, all of that, so well worth it, so well worth it. Speaking of well worth it, sports of a different kind, I have to kind of throw in here. Did you hear the story about the New York family that made a huge killing on a bowl? They go to a garage sale, they pick out a bowl for $3. Turns out to be a 1,000-year-old Chinese piece. Are you kidding me? It ends up selling for $2.2 million at Sotheby's, and the family bought this bowl at a secondhand sale in 2007. Wow. $2.2 million was the final bid. going to a garage sale can pay off. So if your woman nags you, just go. You might find that rare bull from times gone past, and this is a rare find. In fact, I still think I would be in shock if I were in the situation of that family not expecting anything, and then getting it in your head after you talk to a few people. Well, you know, $200,000. Who can't use that? Sounds great. $200,000. Where do I sign up for that? And lo and behold, it gets auctioned off, and there is a rabid interest, to say the least. All right, we had a re-rack here on our internet, so we have a few more of those that have trickled in. If I don't get to it on the air, don't worry. We'll get it off the air, and it counts because you got it in ahead of time, so no problem. I'll say Ariel has now decided she wants to play the game, and she says, I want to take your numbers, Kate. Is that possible? Can I take the numbers that you threw out? And I'm going to say it is possible. I will give you those numbers. The final score, St. Louis, 68-65. And I have Nova, 73-69. And you get them. You own those scores. I'm often fond of saying, if you don't like your scores, hang on, because maybe I'll lend you mine, since I'm not eligible for those prizes. The bragging rights, yes. The prizes, no. Absolutely not. If you want to slip in a quick phone call, you got to do it now, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 5283. Good luck to everybody who emailed me. What do I expect? Who emailed me their bracket busters for this version of Nail the Score. Hopefully somebody wins out of the crowd. We got about 10 of them, including Rick in Illinois. Good luck to everybody.
Again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.